Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
God bless you, my sister. Now, verse 16 of Romans chapter 1, very quickly. For I am not ashamed of what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power. It is the power of God unto salvation. You don't trigger the power of God by talking about power. You trigger the power of God by talking about Jesus. If you can trigger the power without talking about Jesus, you are tapping into a negative speed force. Don't worry about that. There are many powers that look like him. There are many powers that mimic him. But Paul said that one of the greatest challenges that will come to our day will not be that people do not believe in Jesus. It will be that people are ashamed of him. Come on, are you still here? Paul was saying that part of the challenges we will face is that people will be Christians, but they will be Christians in their mind. They will not be able to wear their cross as a strong emblem that they believe in Jesus. They will be ashamed. The word ashamed does not necessarily mean, don't know that I'm following him. It will be being economical. Being mature. You know, you have to be matured. Because if you are up front, they will not give you the contract. If they know you cannot add 10 to that figure, you cannot. We are not looking for people like you. We are looking for people that understand the game. Where 1 + 1 is 1,000. And please, for those of you that are planning not to vote, this may be your last chance to vote. I can tell you, somebody coming from Ibadan was asking, what's the Lord saying about Nigeria? I say it doesn't matter. I thought I'm going to say it doesn't matter. Because nothing is going to happen. There is only one. Now, I'm not a political prophet, but I know a few things. Romans 1:16. They are watching us now. I don't want them to come and arrest me for not paying my tax. Because some of us, we are not even paying tax. Is it not someone that is collecting salary that is paying tax? Is it if I'm not ashamed? The question of shame, as it relates to your walk with God, we need to talk about it. Now, as a guy, I know that there are some ladies you see. If you start talking Jesus Christ, they just walk away from you. They can't, like, dude, you came all this week to talk about Jesus Christ. Are you something wrong with you? Like, put your best foot forward. But my best foot is Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? Even when you hear those names, those girls don't bear Yoruba names. They don't bear Igbo names. They have very clean English names. Like Cassandra, Cynthia, Vivian, Lillian, Juliana, Juanita. Not Juanita, is one. Juanita. You have to put your best foot forward. So you're like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, your name is Juanita. Okay, yeah, I'm Michael. 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 I'm Brother Michael. This level, you don't call yourself Michael. You're Michael. I'm a robot. Or Robert. to get ready for the nation. So these are serious stuff here. A robot. Robot. Say it. Practice. Rehearse. You know. Say it well. You get it. Don't worry. It's your name. When you go out and you see some of these people, that's the day you'll be confronted with the reality that not everybody is feeling this Jesus. Like we used to sing in those days. The most excellency is Jesus. Don't worry, you know, this is old school church. Amen. The most excellency. We didn't need keyboard or anything. Just have your hands and clap. Clap till you are tired. Hey, hallelujah. The most excellency is Jesus. We used to have one Igbo brother. In our church, one Igbo brother. He will always be doing
the
like this.
The most excellent name is Jesus.
Continue.
Shout hallelujah.
I used to think he was seeing Jesus when he was doing like this.
Amen, hallelujah, amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah, amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Now, let me tell you, you are not getting it. In those, I met them, we have some Igbo brothers in the church. There's one of them in the choir. There's the way he sings with that accent. That amen, Ali. There's the way he sings it. You can't get it. If you are not Igbo, you can't get it. You must have either sang with Oliver the Cook. Okay. But I know what I'm saying. You are not there, but I was there. In those days, I used to think that when he did like this, I thought maybe he was seeing Jesus or something. That those of us that did not do like this, because we didn't know Jesus was there. Woo! I will stay in church 5 hours, 6 hours, saluting. At the end of the day, the pastor comes, he just says something. Nobody even understands what the pastor is saying. But we don't forget our brother. Then even the Boy Scouts, they come out. Those are the things that make church interesting. But now, you say you have read the Bible. You don't worry about Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or whatever. Now, in those days, because we were so victimized, and some of you need to know that Christianity was not always like this in Nigeria. That simply deciding or claiming to be a Christian, the finest girls on campus cannot have anything to do with you. Who are you? Christianity was associated with poverty. And at some level, poverty. It was so bad. Where we wear our jacket and sandals. I have done it. And me, I wore sandals because it doesn't matter. We are Christians. Not that the Lord said it. I just saw my brethren. And maybe it's even okay. So why people are just, I wore my... I've worn bedroom slippers to church. I'm telling you. And I didn't feel ostracized because we are wee-wee. And I hold my, let's begin to bless the Lord. Let's begin to magnify the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. He has. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody ever came to say, Abogbenga, why are you? It doesn't matter. But Paul said that when you get to certain levels of interaction, the question of shame will come up. Because as you begin to rise higher and higher, and you begin to interface with people at that level, forces at that level, the thought that you could even be a Christian is considered an anomaly. And Paul said, before you put that stigma on me, let me be the first to tell you, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What that means is that I am not ashamed of the cross of Christ. That cross was a symbol of shame. But it was on that cross that Jesus conquered Satan. Oh, hallelujah. And not only did Jesus conquer Satan, he gave me my own cross. I said. So the question of shame only comes up when you are distracted from carrying your own cross. Very simple. Listen, we've got to move beyond the outer court. Into where? The holiest of all. You know, this thing you are playing now reminded me of a song. One of those, not too long ago, I think last year, I was in the presence of the Lord and I began to sing a song that has this particular tune. Because you see, Paul said, I went up by revelation. I went up not by popular opinion. I went up by revelation. That means revelation is the staircase of spiritual progression. We don't progress by popular opinion. We progress as God gives us illumination, light in our spirit. I enter beyond the veil, beyond the veil, beyond the veil. I proceed beyond the veil. Hallelujah. I was in God's presence just doing my thing, and that song just rose out of my spirit. And I, oh my God, I began to climb levels of revelation. The thing about revelation is that as God begins to impart them to you, you see God in a new way. You see Jesus, the things that pertain to the kingdom, you begin to see them live in another way. Beyond the veil, I proceed beyond the veil. Hallelujah. I enter.
I enter beyond the veil, beyond the veil.
Hallelujah. We move from the outer court into the holies of holies.
I proceed beyond the veil.
Hallelujah. I proceed beyond the veil. Hallelujah.
Ale,
ale, hallelujah. I proceed beyond the veil. It's amazing. I was sharing my, I was reminding my wife that most times when it's just a few days to my birthday or to the anniversary of this church, the Lord will begin to visit me and this same elder that has been with me since this church started. It will come again. And the last 4 days, he started coming again. I started showing me things. I will not give you all the details. But this time we visited a particular unknown location. And we had a conversation. And he said, you have always sought for the power that belonged to the prophets from the ancient times. He said, today I have a gift for you. And it took me very far until when I started asking myself, what are we doing here? And then I was alone. And then I realized I needed to turn back. And as I turned back, I was coming out very cautiously. And I met an ancient prophet that once lived. Very ancient prophet that once lived. This was about 4 days ago. I met this ancient prophet that once lived. And as I got out of that particular conclave after working for a long time, I don't want to give all the details, so I don't bother you because it's not for you, it's for me. I got out and I looked behind me and I saw a rock. That's the shape of that rock. Appeared beside me. And as I saw the rock, I realized that nobody else could see that rock. But I could see the rock. And then I heard in my spirit, and that rock that they drank from was Christ. And then the old ancient prophet sent to me. He said, you have now been bequeathed with that which pertained to the prophets. This is ancient power. This is not like the other one. Wait and see the result. The second day he came again. We went on another journey. So there's still another journey that is to be taken. We go up by revelation, not by speculation. For Paul to say, I am not ashamed of the cross of Jesus Christ, he wasn't speaking in a braggadocious way. He was speaking by revelation. If not, the day there is a challenge or a matter that questions your faith, you will turn back. Come on, declare, I'm not ashamed of the cross of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Behold, the kingdom of God is now within reach. All men are pressing into it. If you do not press, you'll be missing. All men are pressing into it. Don't say if it is the will of God. All men press it into it. Don't say God understands my condition. All men, from the days of John, back, the kingdom of God has been declared open. And all men press into it. You press, you push your way through into it. It's available. Please tell your neighbor it's available. There are certain things that don't answer to your desire. They don't answer to your interest. They answer to a press. They answer to a press. If you follow God with the tip of your tongue, but you don't press it, you don't move powerfully, you don't try to engage the mysteries of the kingdom, oh my God. Even though you know those things, they will not be yours. Hallelujah. In John chapter 9 and verse 4 to 6. John chapter 9 from verse 4 to 6. I must walk the works of him that has sent me while it is day. That means there is a time in God's agenda for your life that is called day. There is a time in God's plan for your life that allocation of grace has been given to get certain things done. If by chance you have missed that opportunity, then you have to look for a midnight ministry because that other time is gone. He said, for the night cometh, when what? No man. Interest not needed. Capacity not wanted. When no man can walk. Some of you ladies think that it is only you, that it's only your gender that bothers about marriage. There's a level a man will get to, even when he's not married. Sisters will not be interested. Yeah, you may not know, and I'm not talking about biological age. We are looking at capacity. Someone like Uncle Tio now, you can see his fine face. He still has capacity. But there is somebody of his age that I know. If they put 100,000 on that man's head and dash you will return the man with 100,000 and add 5,000. Okay. That's how terrible the women reject men too. We should stop making it look as if it is men that women too have taste. Say the night comment. Question. What season are we now? The night time is for the intercessors. The night time is for spiritual men. What we do in the day, we develop capacity for in the night. Jesus was going to the cross, sir, and it was night. It was dark. And he went to Gethsemane. and began to pray. Began to receive capacity for the cross. Because even the cross cannot be born in the flesh. The cross cannot be born in human strength. Say the night cometh when no man can walk. He said, and I must do the works of my Father who has sent me while it is day. Next verse. For as long as I am in this world, I am what? I am the light of the world. I am the illumination of this world. Not Instagram. Not Facebook. Not TikTok. Do you think those girls who are misbehaving on TikTok, do you think they are doing it for you? They have their customers. You think it's you? You that can't spend one naira. You that all your money is offering and tithe you are giving. Their agenda for you is to enslave you mentally. So that you are not free. You become a slave of your own mind. You are on your bed and you are imagining this particular lady. You are a slave. You are not paying money, but the devil has taken something more than money from you. But there are some other men on that app. Those ones, though, they are not ready to be enslaved. They need their money. Where are you? What's your name? So take your flight ticket. Come to Lagos. That's all. No talk. There's no where are you from? No time for all those. When you have your money, you don't really talk so much. I say when you have money, you don't talk so much. And when you have money, you don't really dance too much. When you are broke, you dance, you go to party and dance, dance, dance. Have you seen any rich man that dances anyhow like that? You can prove it too. But me, I know that one of my former mentors, it was the lady that was dancing. He was just doing like this. He was not doing anything. The man told the lady, I don't want to dance. Ah, no, chief, you must dance. Because she knows anytime chief moves, money is moving. This is juju. And she compared chief. Jessica, I want to sit down. Ah, no, chief. Ah, we have to dance. So. Okay. Yeah. Brought out dollars. Chief. $2,000 on the floor. But you broke, brother. Say, I know, we just got to dance. It's because you don't have money. The work your father sent you in the day, you didn't do it. That's why I come into the club at night to look for free dance. Say, I know, you must dance. You are broke. When you are rich, it's the lady that you be saying, I don't want to dance. But you don't have money, you don't have anointing, you don't have prayer life, you don't have good job, you don't have prospect, you don't have anything, and you want to dance. What shall we say to these things? You must have something now. Even mouth you don't have. You can't convince. You got married and lost your swag. Some people, once they marry, they just lose their swag. There's a way you should talk. Your wife will look at you like, Ekun. Well, if you don't know what that means, Ekun means lion. Like, babang. What do you call lion in Hausa? Zachi. Bang Zachi. Your mouth, very sweet. Like honey. I don't understand those who say they are not happy in their marriage. Because you have many free tools that Google has given you that you don't even need to pay for. Just use it. Listen. Don't get caught in the crossfire. When Jesus said, I must do the works of him that sent me, what did he mean? Salvation, healing, the accurate teaching of God's word, and every assignment that God put in his hand. But there was one that happened in the midst of darkness. His crucifixion. The Bible said there was darkness that covered the whole earth. But you see, because we are going to be taking the Holy Communion this morning, I pray for everyone that is here that the Lord will give you consistent revelation of who Jesus is. That's the best prayer anybody can pray for you. If not, you will be jumping from pillar to post. Do you know Jesus was preaching a meeting and a woman was there? A woman was there and was saying, "Blessed is the woman that gave birth to you." And Jesus corrected her. Say, "That's not the issue. They have given birth to me already." You, pay attention to my words. Somebody was with Jesus, she was thinking another thing. Religion. Somebody said to Jesus, "Come and settle the quarrel between me and my brother." Jesus said, "I'm not a quarrel settler." I'm sure you've seen some TV programs, church programs, where there will be setting quarrel for people. You don't understand. Our master said it's not his job. To settle quarrel between two. But if you like, fight. If you like, settle. That's your problem. God is not big on those kind of things. It's a problem. Do you even notice that Paul and Barnabas fought? God did not pass any comment. When you read the Bible, it should give you an idea who God is. And you take John Mark. God said, "I'm focused on him that sent me. The work he gave me. This your quarrel is not part of the work." I say, "Pastor, they are fighting." I say, "Oh, really? They'll be fine. They'll be fine." Sometimes when my children are acting drama too. They are shouting. My wife will get to. I say, "Sit down. Leave them." They need to learn how to stretch muscle. It will not be good for them to go out. There are no chances. You are behaving like Ajebota. Let them practice here. Say, they beat me first. Push me first. That's the only quarrel ever that I've been. I've not heard any serious thing about their fight. It's always I took it first, he took it second. So I don't bother. When you are tired, you pick your book. And if your quarrel, if your noise is too much, I will use my belt to rearrange all of you. What's the problem? Your noise is too much. Jesus said it was not even his job, Sesu, to see two of you fighting and say, "Why are you fighting? Fight now." Is it not because you don't know your assignment? Is it not because you don't even know what you should be doing with your time? You are a poor manager of time. That is why you found it very convenient to be fighting with her. So why will I now waste my own time to join you when apparently you don't even know what you should be doing with your own time? Say they are quarreling. "Hey, Jesus, your mother is outside." He said, "If I'm the one that gave birth to you, you must come at night." He said, "Let her stay there." I say, "Jesus, the Bible says, honor your father." He said, "You don't understand. You don't understand. It is my mother that is not happy. My father is happy." It's my father that is happy. If my father is happy, my mom's son is small. Do you understand what I'm saying? I must be about my father, not my mother. My father's business. If I'm the one that Angel Gabriel spoke to, if I'm the one that carried you for 9 months, "Mama, cool down. Cool down." As they are calling you "Mama Jesus," you don't like her. "Mama Jesus" everywhere. You don't like her. You know they sweet you. The work where they do, whether they use call you "Mama Jesus," now you say, "Make I leave." "Mama, cool down. Forget that thing. Forget that thing." "Mama, if now you born Jesus." Chai. One of the easiest things for you may not know, is legitimate distractions. Things that people say they are important. But as far as God is concerned, they are time wasters. I must be about. So you must itemize 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those things that God will likely ask you about if he shows up in your house today. How is the church I ask you to take care of? How is your wife? I've not been seeing you at the prayer altar. What's happening? Ah, Baba, it's malaria. Well, you're the only one with malaria. Okay. What about the other girl I say you should go and visit? That girl that needs deliverance. She's not picking my call. Okay, and you stayed here. You are waiting for her, B. Say no, excuses. There are certain things that in your heart of heart, you know. If God shows up today, we ask you. So why don't you focus on those things? God does not reward based on man's evaluation. I asked one of my sisters in the Lord, came to me and said, I'm confused. I'm in this city, but I sense that my life is not making progress and I need to move to another city. So I said to her, go and discuss with your pastor. I don't know how he will take it. Go and discuss with your pastor. You cannot make your pastor's decision for him. Go and meet with your pastor. For those of you who don't know anything about spiritual covering, a good example is what you saw this morning with my sister. Yeah. And if you people remind me, one day I will come and talk to you about spiritual covering and the ministry of a pastor. It's different from the ministry of a prophet. But one of the words you must know when relating to a pastor is the word territory. A pastor is territorial. It's like a mother hen. It marks her area. She doesn't, if she has her chicks, she doesn't want any other animal to come there. Even if it's a lion, he will fight it. That's who a pastor is. So I said to the lady, you think that telling your pastor that you are in this village and nothing is happening is a problem. Go and tell him first. So she went to the pastor and told the pastor, I'm not making progress with my life. What's your advice? The pastor told her, go and ask the Lord. When he tells you what he wants you to do, come, I will release you. Can you see? But she could have sat in a tight corner thinking it is the pastor that doesn't want her to go. Meanwhile, the girl herself doesn't even know what God is saying. I must be about my father's business. I must do the works of him that has sent me. And I must finish it while it is there. Now, give me that same scripture. I think verse 6. Say, as long as I'm in the world, I'm in the... this was the story of the man that was born blind from birth. Why did I talk about the issue of rising up by revelation? Because even Jesus was with 12 disciples, and yet only one of them knew who he was, and it was not even John. It's not usually the noisemakers. The person who knew David for who he was Samuel. His own father didn't know. Do you know why it was easy for Samuel to find a David? Samuel was also, in quote, rejected. From when he was young, they separated him and put him in the church. Be learning instrument. Be fetching water for Eli. David was also like that, rejected, but left in the forest with animals. Just make sure this ram is very fat. By next month, during Easter, we'll kill this one. So let this one eat well. That's his ministry. When the other boys will be doing fine boy. Ah, Jessica, how far now? Sir, let's say this Shama. I think Shama is the firstborn. The one that they wanted to ordain as king. I'm hearing that there's going to be a new king, go. That is from our side. Yeah, say yes. Say yes. So what are you doing now? This time you are talking about king. Yeah, well. Yeah. I'm interested. Sham. Mama, I'm coming, though. She will owe Shama's hand. In case there's anybody that is thinking anything, I am Mrs. Shama. By the time the future queen, by the time they pour oil on his head, all of it have been looking down on me, you will know. Sham, Sham. His younger brothers will now be following me. While we are following Shama, you will now see Melinda. Ah, Melinda, how far now? I was calling you, I was texting you. This generation and text here, I will never understand it. Another day. This generation, their fingers are very fast. They don't talk. They type. Melinda, everybody begin to find their level. Meanwhile, the real king is there pursuing animal. Hey, don't go that side. Come this side. Come this side. He was rejected. The same way his own son, Jesus, was rejected. A man of sorrows. Listen, if for any reason you have had to deal with so much pain and sorrow, the hand of God is over you. Go and write it down. A man of sorrows, a man of rejection. Your sorrows are your ticket to a glorious destiny. Say amen. If Jesus could be in the midst of 12 men, Sisu, and only one person, who didn't fall under the anointing? He wasn't in the choir that knew him for who he was, the way only a Samuel knew a David. Then it means that it is important for us to go up by revelation so that we may confer with them whose gospel we preach, so that we will not run what? In vain. And that is what we are here to talk about. Because when Jesus left this world, he had finished his own work, but he said to us, if any one of you will follow me, let him carry his own cross and what? And come after me. That cross now becomes the emblem of shame. That cross now becomes the reason why you may be rejected in certain places, because nobody wants to associate with that which looks like Christ. Which is the reason why my former boss can be telling me to pick the phone and lie that it's not on seat. Meanwhile, it's there with me. Which is why, because you are in an end of year party in your office, you may just take a bit of alcohol, because for you, you know, it's just a party. You want to feel among. Or like my yoga would say, feel array. You want to feel like, whatever that means, but feel like something like that. You want to feel among. You don't want the world to say that you are in Christ and your life is boring. Who sent you to prove that one? If your life is boring, is it not your life? It is good for a man to bear his yoke while he is young. There is a level, Sesu, that you will get to. No matter your intentions that you have for God, you will not be able to do anything about it, because age is no more on your side. So, when Jesus said we'll take the Holy Communion, he said we'll do it in remembrance of him. Remembrance of what? When you remember, when you say remembrance of me, the only thing I know is that when we are in church, all of us just do like this. We are not remembering anything. In fact, let me not mention her name. She was even gossiping with the other lady by the knelt together. I know that judge is. I know judge has gone up. Oh, there's one material they call judge. That's what they were discussing. It was later she confessed. Me, I didn't even know. I closed my eye. Me, I always obey the priest. Come here, I always believe I'll see Jesus. It was later I realized there was no Jesus to be seen. Because even the man who said which glory, he didn't believe. My priest in Anglican communion, my priest, the remaining alcohol, he was the one who drank it. I saw him. When everybody left church, me, I sat down. I was waiting like, oh, maybe God, the power, you know, the presence of God. The way me, I read the Bible, I thought that's the way this world is. If Jesus would just come in, I just saw the priest. He knelt down, faced the altar. A whole bottle just... I could not shout. But I love the man's preaching. Very inspirational. But maybe my eye is deceiving me. Anyway, if it's just today, nobody heard it in my mouth. It's just today. But that was like more than 25 years ago. I'm sure that thing is no more in his body. So even God has forgotten. But he did it. He faced the altar like this. Look, Jesus drank everything. Sometimes when we sit in church, you just see the way people are looking at me. Everybody's not thinking the same thing. And the man preached, very preached. I used to jot when he preached. But the man, they drink. Now, whether you should be drinking or not is another day. If you want to hear that Bible study, you will pay. Because I know that after then, people will carry my matter on Insta blog Nigeria. And so what, people will crucify me. So I have to collect my money first. So that when I'm reading the comment, I'll be sipping my tea. Like my father, Pastor Adebo, he said, I was talking to my children, my spiritual children. So if you are not a member of Redeem, I'm not talking to you. Because if people on Insta blog, you are very wicked. I'm not talking to you. You don't leave me. Hallelujah. So when we partake of his body, I will partake of the blood. Jesus said to us that we are partaking of his body and of the blood. Now hear me. Hear what I'm about to say. This is one of the rituals that God himself, Jesus, instituted and kept for us. It's a ritual. In our one-seeking society, this is what we do. Hear me now. It's not just a symbol. It is a symbol, but it is a ritual. What that means is that you can break into revelations. Judas didn't partake of this. Are you with me? Oh, I don't think he would have. If not, he would have been redeemed. Please hear me. Jesus said, if any man partakes of this wine, this is not wine, no. We just use something. I know there are some people, they have not gotten over their taste for wine. So we cannot use wine. Because even in the days of Paul, people drink and became drunk. So me, I have to be wiser than Paul and use Ribena. I don't want to know if you are struggling with alcohol. It's not my business. I've told you there are some things Jesus doesn't bother about. So I brought Ribena. If your plan is to get drunk here, you will tell us what you drank before you came to service this morning. Because this one is Ribena that we have even mixed with water. So you cannot be drunk here. So if you are drunk, I ask my boys to take you out. Look at what I'm explaining to you. When a virus comes into your body, it binds itself to certain particles, maybe for instance in your blood, or to a particular organ in your body. When there's a bacteria infection, it is looking for somewhere in your body to host it. That is what happens when you partake of this ritual. It is the only way, or one of the few ways, that the power of God, the power of the New Testament, can bind itself to your mortal body. So you can eat this thing and be healed. Say amen. And if you don't believe, you will not be it. So be it. You can partake of this and break into revelations. What's this time saying? What? Where is David? David did not tell me time has gone now. Where's Pastor David? Wow. David is so nice today. He's just like, that's this. Huh? Today is Easter. Wow. How many of you believe in resurrection power? That which is dead can come back to life.
I am dying, oh Lord.
And I mean that in a very personal way. You know why I can say so? Because I'm not the one that will do it. It's Jesus. And he will do it. Whatever has been dead, your life will answer. Are you ready? Do you believe? Bless you.
I am dying, oh Lord.
Let life be. Father, in the name of Jesus, let life be transformed. Father, in the name of Jesus, let life be transferred. Father, in the name of Jesus, let life be transferred.
But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer.
I sincerely believe that we all have areas of our lives that we are trusting the Lord for his help. And one of the ways to recommit ourselves to this kingdom agenda and to this process is by partaking of this Last Supper, the communion, what we know as the communion. The word communion means fellowship. That means we take our negative, bring it into its positive, and then we all become positive. We take that which is deficient in us and we submit it at his feet, and we take that which is the Lord Jesus and we embrace it. Again, I do mention to you that we rise by revelation, which means whatever we do here, We do it because we have a true understanding of that which the word of the Lord has stated concerning such matters. And we don't do it because it is what we used to do in our former churches. What you are eating here is not raw flesh. This is not raw flesh. This represents a particular idea, which is the body of Christ. Neither is this wine blood in the flesh, as it were, but yet it has the same power and potency of that which it represents. So we go up by revelation, not by explanation. We go up by revelation and not by human thinking. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26, as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, for this is my body." Now I will proceed to tell you that every time we have an encounter with the word of God, and every time that we receive of the word of life, it is his body, it is his flesh that we are receiving of. So we cannot, when we say, "Do this in remembrance of me," it is because God expects that there will be a consistent revelation that will be flowing to us about his person, such that when we partake of the bread, we are not doing it like hungry people. We are doing it like people who have an understanding of the revelation of who Jesus is. And that revelation is consistent all through with scripture. Because some of you are going to partake of this and you will break into new grounds in the spirit. Now listen, in the name of Jesus Christ, by whom is our redemption sealed, and by whom the Holy Ghost has been administered to us, we receive of the bread with faith in Jesus Christ and with thanksgiving. Please go ahead and eat of the bread. And when Jesus took the bread, the blood, and he blessed it, then he declared, "This is," scroll down beyond 26. He took the cup and he gave thanks. Thanksgiving is one of the first laws that follow consistent revelation. And gave it to them and he said, "Drink ye all of it," verse 28. "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Verse 29. "Therefore, but I say unto you, I will drink henceforth of this fruit of this vine. I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this vine until the day which I shall drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." This is one of the ceremonies that we all partake of. On this particular day that I speak of, Kenneth Hagin will be there. Apostle Paul will be there. Peter will be there. Abraham will be there. Abel will be there. Jeremiah will be there. You think of anybody you like in the Bible, they will be there. You will see men and women you read about. They might even be standing beside you to partake of this event. This will be one of the first things we will do together when we get to him. Don't let anybody rubbish that which God has given to us and say it doesn't matter. What? Who are you? Jesus said this thing, we will do it when we get to heaven. You bring all kind of strange revelation to heaven. Are you the one that wrote the Bible? Do you know how the Bible says we will do it? What's your stress? If they give you that, they don't drink. The owner says, "This is what we will do." Don't commonize spiritual things. For some reason, this matter is important to him. For some reason, which we will not even know in full until we see him that day. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, upon whose blood this New Testament has been brokered, we take this blood in recognition and in remembrance of who you are. That the life of Jesus will flow into our bodies and take away sickness and infirmities and everything that is in us that does not glorify you. That we will rise out of this meeting completely made whole.
Amen.
And free.
Amen.
And with a new song.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Please go ahead and take of the blood.
Precious is the
take 1 minute to begin to pray. Take 1 minute now and begin to pray.
Taking
of the bread and of the wine, that Jesus would later say to Peter, that tonight you will deny me thrice. Judas was not part of this last ceremony. They both committed similar offenses. One crucified him before, one crucified him after. Yet, it was easier for the Lord to save this one, because the moment he partook of the bread and the blood, he had become part of Jesus. Therefore, Jesus would not leave his own body out there in the cold. The moment he resurrected, the first person he went to look for was Peter. That's the power of a communal life. The power of sharing the same DNA with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the firstborn among the dead. The eternal living God. The one true God. Only if that brother had peradventure humbled himself, he would have been saved. So the mathematics of why Judas was not saved and Peter was saved is not a strange thing. We can look at it in the Bible. The moment they partook of that thing, they became part of the flesh and the blood of Jesus. In reality, as far as God is concerned, we are the same body and flesh with Jesus Christ. That is why I say to you, in this regard, that whatever cannot touch the Lord Jesus has not received permission to touch you. But this is only operational by revelation. In Isaiah chapter 53, who has believed our report, and to whom has the hand of the Lord been revealed? In verse 4, for surely he hath borne our griefs and carried away our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. In verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By his stripes we are healed. God bless you. Because we know we will never be the same. because of your covenant. Because we are covenanted to you. We are covenanted to you by blood. In this year of our covenant establishment, we thank you for the mystery of the blood and the Holy Communion. We remember you, Jesus. By the blood and by the word of your testimonies.